Rosemary Martorana, Director of Intelligence here at the New Jersey Office of Homeland Security and Preparedness, and you're listening to Intelligence Unclassified. This podcast is exactly what the title states, unclassified information about current trends in homeland security for the state of New Jersey, as well as educational information and resources for your awareness. If this is your first time listening, then thanks for coming. Please feel free to add this podcast to your RSS feed or iTunes. You can also follow NJOHSP on Twitter at NJOHSP and Facebook. All links can be found in the show notes and on our website at www.njohsp.gov. Welcome, everyone, to the 50th episode of Intelligence Unclassified. That's right, 50. We've been doing these now for a year, and we've officially reached the 50th anniversary. Happy to say it. And to commemorate the event, we have our very own director, Chris Rodriguez, here with us today. Chris?
Thanks, Rosemary.
He'll be talking to us today about what we've experienced as an office and as a country since his tenure began and what we expect to see and do in the next year. So, Director Rodriguez, in one word, how would you describe this past year in Homeland Security?
Well, certainly for OHSP, I would describe it as successful. We've certainly taken tremendous strides in the last year to operationalize a lot of the initial structural and organizational changes we put in place when you and I started in late 2014. So I think that, we have been very successful in taking this office and making it nationally recognized as one of the best in the country.
That was more than one word.
No, it was? No, it wasn't. Successful.
All right, so successful. Do we anticipate being just as successful in 2017 as we've been in 2016?
Well, we're always looking to improve on our success. And we have a number of initiatives over the next year that I think is going to get us there. One of them, of course, is our Hometown Security Initiative, where we are looking to get out into our communities and interact directly with local law enforcement and also private businesses to give them training and situational awareness on a lot of the threats that we're seeing. We will continue to offer this training and exercise to our partners. We are also engaging in concerted efforts at media and outreach. As you know, this podcast is one of those initiatives, and we want to keep building on its success.
So outreach, the Hometown Security Initiative, and training for our local partners. I have to imagine a lot of this has to do with the threat environment we've experienced in the last year and a half. Do you continue seeing that threat environment evolve in 2017 as well?
I think we're going to see a lot of, in 2017, what we saw in 2016, and certainly New Jersey has experienced that firsthand in September with the failed attacks by Ahmad Rahimi here in Seaside Park, in Elizabeth, and of course, across the river in New York City. So we are, again, taking very proactive steps to inform the public and work with federal, state, and local law enforcement partners to ensure not only that they have awareness of a very diffuse and decentralized terrorist environment, but also the tools and resources necessary to respond to those types of events. You know, a big concern of mine, and certainly what we saw in the Rahimi incident, was those types of incidents and attacks are very difficult as a law enforcement, homeland security professionals to detect and deter. And so we remain very committed to the view that the public is often the first line of defense. And our efforts, and certainly yours in the intelligence division over the last 2 years, has been to get information out to the public in great volume, but also very frequently so that they're armed with information to stay safe in this threat environment.
You talked a little bit about the CT threat environment, but we've also done a lot, I think, on this podcast to discuss what our cyber concerns are as well. And we've had the CTO, Dave Weinstein, on Intelligence Unclassified, as well as a multitude of other cyber experts. Can you talk a little bit about how you envision that threat to persist in 2017?
One of the things that I'm most proud of being director of OHSP has been our ability to build out a cybersecurity capability that's unmatched across the country. We have really put a lot of resources, both from a personnel standpoint and from a financial standpoint, into building cybersecurity. And a lot of that is focused around the New Jersey Cybersecurity and Communications Integration Cell. which is our platform for sharing cyber threat intelligence and awareness to the public and private sectors. And so I've been very proud of that. I've been proud of the hires that we've made to lead that organization in Mike Garrity. But also, this office has taken on the cybersecurity mission for the state and for the executive branch of the government. And with the transition of the Chief Information Security Officer role from the Office of Information Technology to OHSP, we are really beginning to integrate security into how the state does its IT business. And with Steve Brannigan now as the state CISO, I believe we're well positioned from a cybersecurity standpoint to look at some of the vulnerabilities that exist on our state systems and to mitigate them and to make sure that we are moving out in coordination with state partners, including the Chief Technology Officer.
And how about NJOHSP's preparedness efforts? What have we done in 16? What do you anticipate seeing from the office in 17?
Well, I'm also very proud that we've been able to build out our Division of Policy and Planning and hiring the best and the brightest in emergency preparedness and resiliency. That division has begun to produce products that are, I think, very useful to our constituents and our customers on the 16 critical infrastructure sectors. We now have the ability to put out one-pagers that address physical threat, cyber threat, and lay out resources for our customers to go to in those different sectors. Our Division of Policy and Planning has also done a great job at integrating its operations across the division. This is something that I really focused on when I started. It appeared to me that OHSP had a lot of institutional silos that we worked very hard to break down and to ensure that one part of the organization knew what other parts were doing. And I think that effort has really paid off in the training and exercise that we're providing, the risk assessments to different institutions across the state, and the finished analysis that looks at threats to critical infrastructure and to other parts of the state, again, I think has been a model for the country.
All right, two final questions. What's one thing that keeps you up at night?
One thing that keeps me up at night is a massive cyber attack against our state systems. The release of our citizens' personally identifiable information on the deep and dark web. And I think under the leadership of Dave Weinstein and of Steve Brannigan and of Mike Garrity, we are well positioned to ensure that that does not happen here in this state.
And how about your fondest memory from 2016?
Well, we had a very successful annual conference back in March where the keynote speaker was the director of the CIA, John Brennan. We had distinguished speakers like Senator Cory Booker, the Lieutenant Governor of the state of New Jersey, Kim Guadagno, and the U.S. Attorney, Paul Fishman. And I think we really had the opportunity to address a wide variety of Homeland Security issues and law enforcement issues. I think was valuable for the nearly 600 people, which was a record for our office who attended.
Excellent. All right, so we'll end with this. So what can we expect to see from NJOHSP in 2017?
Well, in January, we will be releasing our annual terrorism threat assessment. And we do that publicly to ensure, once again, that the public has all the information it needs to stay safe. We're going to continue to provide a lot of resources to our public and private sector partners, particularly on training and exercise. The Hometown Security Initiative will be expanded statewide. And we're really going to begin with a lot of urgency to develop new contacts within the interfaith community in the state, particularly the youth. My director of communications has already begun to do outreach to a lot of youth across the state, and I hope to be participating in a lot of events over the next year. So, Rosemary, let me ask you a few questions. As not only the director of intelligence at NJOHSP, but also the host of this podcast, how would you describe the past year?
Well, like you, I'd say it was certainly successful, but I'd also say it was rewarding. We have been able to implement some really neat initiatives like this, a podcast at a state level. We've been able to reach out to a lot of new contacts, a lot of new people, not only in the state of New Jersey, but across the nation and across the world. And that's really helped us understand more about what threats we could be facing in the future, as well as expand upon our portfolio and knowledge base here in the office.
Okay, that's great. And, you know, you've throughout this podcast, you've interviewed a lot of top minds in the field of Homeland Security. How valuable would you say their insights have been, and have these partnerships extended past, you know, this podcast?
Absolutely. Absolutely. In fact, several of the people that have participated on our podcast have been panelists or speakers at our annual conference, as well as our domestic terrorism conference, which we hope to again host this May in 2017. And they've been able to afford not only me, but I would hope our listeners, our analysts, investigators, and anyone in the state insights into what their portfolios are, what they're thinking, and any anticipated trends and patterns we might see, not only to the threat environment as it pertains to terrorist organizations looking to attack the United States, but also cybersecurity experts and experts in the emergency preparedness realm as well.
And what do you think the future of intelligence unclassified looks like in 2017?
Well, I will tell you that we will have more insights from more experts in 2017, and not just counterterrorism experts. We're going to expand on that and include more cybersecurity experts, as well as experts from our resiliency team in the emergency preparedness field. So you'll hear a lot more from them, as well as from my counterpart, Eric Tzarczyk, who oversees our policy and planning division in 2017. So we're really looking forward to that. And in the room with us, actually, we do have Eric Tzarczyk. So Eric, why don't you go ahead and introduce yourselves to the folks?
Sure. Well, thanks, Rosemary. As you said, my name is Eric Tzarczyk. I'm Director of Policy and Planning here at the Office of Homeland Security and Preparedness. Very short about my background. I've had stints at both the U.S. Department of Homeland Security and the White House Homeland Security Council. Also have spent some time playing as a lawyer.
And do you want to give our listeners maybe a sneak peek on what you think your folks are going to be working on as the new year kicks off?
Sure. Looking into 2017, we're really going to focus more on enhancing our sophistication of products, diving more into the sections of resiliency that deal with the prevention and protection, the response and recovery of all hazards. We're going to try to maximize our private sector relationships and really dive into those critical lifeline sectors that support the wellness and public safety of the state of New Jersey.
Great. Well, officially, let me welcome you to the podcast. And I know our listeners are going to be very interested to hear what you have to say in the new year.
Well, thanks. I'm happy to be here.
All right. So, Director Rodriguez, one last question. What message would you like to leave our listeners with as we bring season one of Intelligence Unclassified to a close right before the winter holiday season?
I would say the main message is that you are the first line of defense in this threat environment, and it is so important that if you see something, say something to your local law enforcement, to the state, and to any authority that you think is relevant in that case. And I really want everyone to know that this office, the Office of Homeland Security and Preparedness, stands with you. We want to be partners in making New Jersey the safest place to live in the country. I would also say, please continue to tune in to Intelligence Unclassified, to go to our website, njhomelandsecurity.gov, to read all of the products and services that we have to offer. And have a happy holiday and a safe and healthy new year.
Great. Thank you, sir. Again, all links can be found in the show notes and on our website at www.njohsp.gov. Thanks again for listening, and don't forget to subscribe to Intelligence Unclassified.